anybody would like to help me out. Over.
Get your call sign, but you know, KN4BWA, Steve.
Steve, KB4CBA.
Hey, this is KD4SRR. I was trying to get in a second ago. Maybe I can now. Over.
There you go. Well, come on in there with us. Water's fine. That's KB4CBA, Dave, and KN4VWA, me, Steve.
Hello there. Didn't mean to interrupt the conversation. I just fired this thing up, and I got to watch it because this 2980 will get a little warm running 80 watts. But anyway, I got a 10-meter question. It probably answered many, many times before, but I've been on the web, and I'm more confused. I would like to get the best sheep, I'll admit it, 10-meter I can get. Over.
What is it that you're trying to accomplish? Are you trying to talk locally on a repeater, or are you trying to do 10-meter HF sideband?
A repeater would be nice, but that's going to cost more money. Not a lot of money, but once you start investing in a 10-meter only radio that offers sideband and repeater use, you could save a little bit more on money and get you a all mode. But I'm looking at mostly longer distance. Sideband would be cool, but something that I could just use what's happening with the sun right now.
That's where you're at. Now, if you want to do just repeaters and no sideband, if you look real hard, you can find a Yaesu 8900R or a Kenwood VM71. And both of those are quad band, 10 meter, 6 meter, 2 meter, and 440. And they're moderately priced. Used. However, as I said, they are for FM purposes only. They will not do single sideband. So you got to kind of choose what you're actually trying to do. And if you want to do HF sideband on 10 meter, are you wanting to do this from your vehicle or from at home?
But if it's tiny enough, you know, take it a backpack or something like do one of the parks on the air things. Over.
Your Kenwood or your Yaesu, and the only thing is parks on the air, normally you're going to do single sideband, and that's not the 8900 or the VM71. They're FM only radio. So if you're wanting to do POTA, you're going to want sideband, so you might as well go ahead and just pop for a full house. Almost.
And I've looked at some legacy Yaesu stuff that I could probably get 55, 60 watts. Does everything pretty much. But you're talking some age on it. Over.
Everything. Are you talking about the HF bands and sidebands?
Bands for sure.
Well, if you look hard enough, you can find something like a Yaesu 706 or a Yaesu 7000. And those are real good radios that pretty much are for mobile purposes. And they'll do just a... Matter of fact, that 706 is for mobile, and it will do anything on any mode that you want it to.
Yeah, right now I just want to be able to do what the techies can are allowed to do, but have the incentive and the expandability later on. But, like, again, the dollar... function is what I'm at. So I was wondering, on the lower end of the scale, about one of these inexpensive, any-tone smart radios, which you could pick up on eBay or Amazon or even Wally World, or maybe even an HTX 10 or 100. Now, you can't work repeaters, but if you can find one of those. But I've seen the mods done on the Anytone 10s, and given long-distance use, even with all the shortcomings of a little tiny radio like that, and a cheap one to boot, I wondered if maybe I would be better to start off with the least investment and just go that route.
Anytone puts out a pretty good product, but if you're really wanting to do everything in a moderately priced quality level, go with something like that 706 or the 7000. You can pick them up used for about $400, and they'll do everything that you're talking about.
Now, I have seen a QRP all mode type of deal. I assume it's all mode. It's a little brick. It doesn't put out but about 10 watts, but you can, of course, run a linear on it. I've seen them, if you can get them, fairly inexpensive. But again, I'm looking at just as much monitoring right now until I upgrade myself as anything. And the little Anytone, it's only rated 4 and 8. But it's PEP, it's hit 20, or at least 16, which still isn't fantastic, but you're talking right now $55, and I mean it works.
That do the 10 and 6?
And it won't do 6, but I heard 6 is quiet right now anyway, if I'm correct.
You're absolutely correct. And will it do the 10-meter sideband?
Do that without some engineering beyond my scope.
Now, if you're talking about just an HT, that is, really, really cheap, I think Baofeng has one that'll do 10 and 6, and it's an HT, but remember, and I think that's a QYT that you're talking about, not a QRT. And let me tell you, you're getting what you pay for there.
The weird thing about the Anytones, they're not really a CB radio that somebody's modified. In fact, you do it the opposite. They're called Arbrex or Albrex in Europe. And they have the DE or the German bands. But there's a simple mod you can do, and it will get you long distance. I've talked to people, obviously can't work repeaters, but during this time, you can talk to South America, or you can at least talk to most of the United States and up into Canada a little bit, even on that low power because of the PEP. Before it's basically sitting there, but 20 watts, not great, but, you know, everybody says it's pretty clean. The only drawbacks is it has an AGC that's not a real squelch right now, and the mic is permanently attached, although I have seen one modification where a guy went into the case, as tiny as it is, and added a four-pin, so he had a better mic.
Yep. Well, I'm a little different school of thought. If I'm going to do HF and I'm going to do sideband, I'm going to do that from the house. And I've tried it from the vehicle. It works, but it's not like having a home station. And if I'm going to do mobile, I'll tell you what I've gotten into recently, and Anytone's got as good a radio out there as anybody's for quality, is DMR. And being a technician with DMR, you can talk all over the world with that.
So another thing. That's for another day there. But I've got, I'll tell you exactly what I've got right now. I got about $300 maximum to spend. And I'd like to have some of that in reserve in case I need something. And so, until I get into this thing a lot deeper, when I get a full HF rig, and I'm looking at a, what is it, an 891 eventually one day on that with Yazoo. But like I said, the Anytone seems to work. And another model is called Striker, which, and that's known as a CB radio. But they do make a 10 that apparently is pretty decent. Now, an HCX 100, I didn't think about buying them when they were $49 at Radio Shack going out of business. But I shoulda, woulda, coulda. Although it won't technically work repeaters, you can do sort of a repeater thing with the HTX 10 with a split frequency kind of deal. You can do some of those, but, you know, those are far and few between and getting long in the tooth.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know if you'd be interested in it or not, because it won't do 6 or 10 meter. But I've got a Yazoo radio that'll do 2 meter 440 all mode. That's upper and lower sideband. And it has been used in the past for satellites. So I'd let it go moderately priced. But like I said, it won't do the 10 meter, though.
See, now on 10 meter, I got this 2980, and then I got a little Bofeng that does both 2 and 440. And I'm working the repeater out of Clinton so that it's linked over to Rock Hill and different places. So I'm just interested in the 10 meter. And like I said, from this little radio, you could almost call it an HT if you could put a rubber ducky on it. It is such a tiny little, the Anytone Smart. And it is better engineered than what the price indicates. But like I said, I hate to go just cheap. I can go a little bit more expensive, but that was the only other reason if I was going to do 10 meters is to go with one of those little, I call them a brick. They weigh about a pound, the SDR radios, which will do everything but 160.
Yeah, that's a way to go also. But I tell you what, if you're really wanting to do the 10 meter in the right style, without having to repeat yourself or buy something over again later on, I'd just go ahead and save my pennies and see if I couldn't find myself a good used HF rig and go from there. 10 meter is active, but like I said, there's just not that many people down there on 10 meter, especially on 10 meter FM with repeater.
Now, the one thing about this little Anytone, it will do AM and FM. Just won't do, as it currently sits, single sideband.
But that's 50% of your requirement right there is the sideband.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I knew, you know, I was probably going to, you know, everybody say buy a real rig, but like I said, I need a clutch. More than I need a big rig right now. So, you know, one thing's got to come first, and that's about $600 to do it in the Toyota out here. But, you know, I'm just trying to get into something, and mostly for monitoring purposes. I've got a little SDR monitoring thing here I picked up for $10 a long time ago, and I'm still getting nothing but just a little FM broadcast and a whole lot of noise.
Well, without flashing it in, I don't know, I wouldn't know what to tell you there. What are you using for software to operate it?
Packages, and one was the most popular one. I haven't fired it up in a long time because I got away from the house and the transformer noise and the high tension wires, and I still couldn't get squat. so I gave up on it. So I would hate to tell you specifically, but I got to get the laptop out of the sack here and fire it up. But, you know, maybe I'll try it again. I got a contact up in North Carolina now who's says he's going to help me out a little bit with it, see if I got a decent one. Walmart's got them, the little kits, for as low as $15 now. And but not all created equal. Mine's called a New Electric. Like, not like N-E-W, but N-double-O. And it was supposed to be one of the better ones. But I got it about 5 years ago, and it's I tried it out and tried it out. And it's just sitting in the pocket of the laptop right now. But I'm going to work on it some more here directly. But anywho, well, listen, I appreciate it. I'm going to free things up here. But I didn't know if anybody had, just curious to see if anybody had played with one of those little any tones. For what it is or what it costs. And like I said, they got two or three versions. Now, they got one that does single sideband. It's about $269, which is not bad. But, you know, that's getting, like I said, you're getting not a whole lot more, and you can buy something used that's got everything. So I hate to put it just into one band. And like I said, don't need six meter right now, anywho.
Roger, I know what you mean. There's multiple choices out there. Well, good luck with it, and, hey, hopefully we'll hear you down the log. You take it easy. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear.
SRR, and I'll be on the channel monitoring a little bit, but clear for now. 73's.
KN4VWA, KP4CPA.
Spot.
What are you up to?
Well, you ain't got me but for just a minute here. I've just pulled into the QT, and I'm gonna pull a W4NGU.
Trying to figure that one out.
He started me on these blasted soft serve ice cream cones, and I'm addicted now.
I didn't realize they did those. They have a sugar-free slushy, but it's always that stupid watermelon, and those things are nasty. Golly, they. I tried one time, but I just don't have the stomach for it.
Yep. Well, you remember when you were a kid and your dad took you to Dairy Queen and got you a soft-serve ice cream cone? Well, these things taste just exactly like those did back in the day. And with that, I'm going in to get me one. So, K4CBA, I'll be back in about 5 minutes. I hope you'll still be there. KN4VWA, I'm out.
Enjoy. KN4VWA, KP4CBA.